That's what I'm proud of, about that we stuck to that, and we just needed a couple forwards here or there that would help us score. Last year, I thought we played some good soccer, but it took some time for the team to understand what we're trying to do. And this year, we put it all together. I mean, you saw this game. It's the possession game we've been playing throughout the season. We had a tough spell there, as any team would, but toward the end of the season when we played Philly and Boston, it was this type of soccer. So we knew we were getting ready to, that we were going to have a good final. I think, yeah, it was... I enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys did, too.
Any standout like players that an average fan wouldn't know about that you got to give props to?
All of them. All of them in a final like that performance. I'll have to point out Sinclair. I don't know if people realize how hard she works defensively. I mean, even in the 80th minute, she's running back all the way over there, making a tackle. And that's what our forwards do, though. Amarda, Sinclair, Kelly O'Hara. But all over the field, you saw for 90 minutes, we were trying to suffocate them everywhere they were on the field. And that's a team effort.
What'd you tell them in the second half? I mean, you're up 2-0. What do you do? Play the same or kick their
play
butts?
The same.
What are you
going to
do?
No, we said we're not changing much except let's do even a better job of keeping it. It's 2-0. They have to come and get the ball. And if they do, then we're going to expose them in other ways. But it's just being a little bit more patient when we had the ball and really wear them out.
Effectively, you took out Frieda Magnus, that's you, out of the game. She's been running up and down the field all season long. Suddenly today, disappears. Who do you give credit to on the field?
Our entire front line, because you know what? Every game we've played them, it's been like that. It's not just this game. When you have an attack of Marta, Christine Sinclair, and Tiff Milbritt, and then you have our outside backs like Anali Riley and Candace Wilson, which are overlapping our forwards, it keeps that. They're one of their best options in the attack, in the back. And I think we neutralized them that way, and then they had one option, a longer ball over the top to Amy, and we dealt with that well.
I know you want to talk about Candace Wilson and all the trouble she had with you guys last season with the injury. To be able to come back and then score this goal in the final had to be not only special for her, but also special for you, seeing her development as a player over these last years.
Yes, I'm extremely excited for her because I'm going to say this right now. I think she deserves a look with the national team. Last year, right before she got hurt, Pia was going to call her in. Hmm. And unfortunately, she got hurt the week before they were going to bring her in. And now it's taken her time just to once again start playing at this level. And her pace, her athleticism, and she's becoming a better soccer player every single day that she's training with us. And I think she's ready where they should bring her in and see what happens.
I mean, we definitely saw that today, the physicality, too. I mean, she mm-hmm. muscled the Falk off the ball to get that shot off and talk about the shot itself.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know where that came to tell you the truth. I know I could see her winning the battle and making the run and getting in there, but, you know, it was just her day because at practice, let's say, most of them go over the top and we're always giving her a hard time and we're just kind of joking around, like, good clearance, because that's what backs do. But... you know, the important thing is she got herself up there like we try to encourage our fullbacks to be in the attack and struck it well and with confidence and put it away. I mean, I think the first goal, Allie Riley got around the sides. We crossed it in. We create problems. The second goal was from our outside right back. So it's something we've been working on all season long and even more so this last week. So it's great that it paid off.
How do you expect to keep Martha sort of... happy and working hard with the team? Like, I mean, she's done it. She's won the championship. What are you going to tell her to, like, work harder, be more Marta?
I don't have to say anything. That's why I really don't. That's why she's so special. Every single day out here, she's the hardest working player in any practice that we hold. And just, she's a competitor. She wants to be the best in everything she does. I'm not going to even have to say anything. I know she's going to come back. It's like, I want to win a second championship. She's just driven, self-driven. And that's what top athletes around the world have that from within. And you don't have to say much to motivate her.
Are you thinking about next season already?
I am. I'm already thinking of next season.
What's your plan?
I have to go out there and start watching some of these college games and start recruiting. And, you know, we're all going to have challenges next year because of the national team call-ups. And we're going to be missing players. So it's important that we find players that you know, can fit into what we're trying to do and perform at this level.
So talk about Allie Riley, because one of our favorites.
You know, I have to go back to the draft, and all I could do was like, please let have Allie Wright. Please make sure she's still on the board. Please, please. Because obviously with our first pick, we went Kelly O'Hara. We needed an attacking presence up top after last year. And when Allie was there, it was a no-brainer for me. I've worked with her in the past. I know how special she is on and off the field, how hard she works. And this is the best thing that ever happened to us. In the Final Four last year, she was somewhat injured. I don't know how many coaches knew that, and she had a poor performance in the Final Four. Oh. And I remember being there with the WPS coaches, and some of them wrote her off there. And I'm just like, oh, this is great for me. They didn't know if she was physical enough, if she was strong. And you could argue that she maybe could have been the best defender in the league, not only Rookie of the Year, but her performance up and down the field, 90 minutes, every game, and consistent. So I'm just thrilled for her because she deserves it, and she's an amazing person.